How did he do with the blinatumomab, and what do you see in terms of toxicity with blinatumomab? When I hear it described, it kind of reminds me a lot of CAR T.
Yeah, blinatumomab is tough. So it has to be given as a continuous infusion. It has to be titrated up slowly. It has to be started in the hospital. If ever there's a significant discontinuation of the pump at home, patients have to come back and be rehospitalized to resume it. The main toxicities are central nervous system issues, and it can be very diffuse. People can have stroke-like symptoms, confusion, mental status changes, very challenging. And then cytokine release syndrome, just like you said, similar to CAR T therapies, and those can be potentially devastating. So we find fewer of those complications in patients with low burden disease. And so in these patients who have morphologic remissions but are MRD positive, we see fewer of those types of complications than patients with, you know, a lot of bulk disease that we used to give this therapy to. So that's been helpful to sort of do patient selection a little bit better. And there's other therapies too now that we don't have to depend on blinatumomab so much. But it can be a difficult treatment, but in some cases, it's really what we need to do.
Do you want to take a shot at explaining the mechanism of action of blinatumomab? I've heard a lot of people describe it. It's kind of unusual.
Yeah, it's really cool. So blinatumomab uses your own immune system to eradicate cancer cells. So it takes advantage of the fact that almost every B cell in your body has CD19 expression. And most ALL patients with B-cell ALL will also have CD19 expression. So unlike rituximab, which inhibits CD20 and just in and of itself with no linker, with no poison attached to it, it kills CD20 positive cells. That doesn't work for almost any other target, any antibody-directed target. So if you just hit CD19, you're not going to kill the cell. So what this does is it binds to CD19, so it grabs cancer cells, and then there's a linker on that molecule that binds to CD3 positive cells. Those are T cells. Those are your immune system's soldiers. And so you're bringing your soldiers into close proximity with your target, and you're allowing your own immune system, after being activated, which also this therapy does, and kill the CD19 positive cells. So it's a really brilliant strategy that uses your own immune system to kill a specific target.